Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for Turner, number 694. As you can hear, my voice is a little bit off, so enjoy this class from the past, sponsored by the Luxembourg family, Ili Nishmas Yitzchak Yehuda Ben Avraham.
So today I wanted to talk about something that hopefully we still have about half of Chanukah left to enjoy, and it's one of the very few liturgical pieces that's devoted to Chanukah. As we know, we say Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid every single day, which relates to the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash, and that's Tehillim. It doesn't really reference Chanukah directly, although people have found allusions within. There's also, of course, Al HaNisim, which is found in the Shemona Esrei that we say at each tefillah. There's also Haneros Halalu. And the last thing that I think is pretty popular to say is the Song of Ma'os Tzur. After candle lighting, we sing the song, so I figure let's talk a little bit about that song, Ma'os Tzur Yeshua Si. So this song was written by a man named Mordechai. The reason we know that is because the acrostic of the first five paragraphs spell out Mordechai. It's not exactly clear when Mordechai lived or where, but probably people assume that it was in Europe. Most assume that it was 13th century, 14th century, 15th century. It's not clear exactly who it was who had this tefillah first, but already as early as the Chumash Hadesha in the 14th century, we have a record of this tefillah. It originally, it seems, had six stanzas. The last one, Chasof, was part of the song. Chasof, the first three words, spell out Chazak, and that was a traditional way of signing off your name in medieval times. A paitan, an author of one of these types of prayers or songs, would write Mordechai Chazak. And so that was original. But in many Siddurim, as we'll discuss in a moment, many Siddurim, it fell out of use. That paragraph was not used, was not said, and we'll see why. So the song begins, Ma'oz Tzur Yeshua Silechano El Shabeach. Ma'oz Tzur, my refuge, my rock of salvation. This is from a Pasuk in Tehillim. Pasuk in Tehillim talks about Hateh Alai Oznecha, incline your ear to me. Mehera Hatzileni, save me quickly. Heye li litzur ma'oz, be a rock, a stronghold for me. Here it's ma'oz tzur, a stronghold, a rock of salvation. It's not exactly clear why the order flips around, but in any event, this is obviously the origin of Tehillim, taken to our piyut, taken to our song over here. Now, of course, all good songs have references to all of the different nuance in Tanakh. People don't just author songs or piyutim or these types of tefillos using random words. They borrow words and phrases referencing the larger context of Tanakh. And so we see this many, many times. I'll just point out one thing that there's, you could take a look on Wikipedia, which derives its information on this topic probably from Josephus. It discusses a city called Beit Tzur, where there was a very pivotal battle between the Maccabees and the Seleucid army in 164 BC, and it describes the importance of the city, and it describes that they were able to recapture Jerusalem soon after. And in the Wikipedia article, it actually discusses the imbalance of power that there was. You know, when we talk about Rabim Biad Na'atim, that there were many who were given into the hands of the few, you have 10,000 Jews, as described over there, as opposed to 20,000 infantry that the Greeks have, 5,000 cavalry, 300 chariots, and 22 war elephants. So that was the imbalance, the Rabim Biad Na'atim, you see in this Tzor, Beit Tzora, Beit Tzur, and that might also be some suggestive reference, and Ma'oz Tzur, my refuge, specifically Tzur, in the story of Tzur. Because when you look through this, and we're not going to get through the entire thing, of course, but when you look through this song, you'll notice that every paragraph is devoted to a different redemption from Gullus. So the second paragraph is about Ro'os Savanaf Shibiogon Kochechila, and it refers, Chaye Meiruru Bekoshi Meiruru Vayimaru as Chayehem, and it refers to the story of Pesach, and of course to the redemption of Pesach, really to the exile of Egypt, B'shibud Malchus Egla, referring to the kingdom of the Egyptians as Malchus Egla, the kingdom of the calf, which is actually borrowed from a pasuk as well. I'm not sure what the pshat over there, I didn't get a chance to look. And then Uviyado HaGadola, because you know, the Yad HaGadol is described as what took us out of Egypt. Hotzi Es HaSkula, took out the Am Segula, took out the chosen, the specific treasured people. Chel Paro V'chol Zaro, Yodu Ke'evin B'mtzula. So Paro and all of his people, all of his army, descended into the sea, as we know in Az Yashir. So that first paragraph is referring to the redemption from Egypt. The second paragraph, we're not going to go through it, deals with the redemption from the Babylonian exile. The first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar, and 70 years later, already we're back rebuilding the new Beis HaMikdash, Leketz Shevim Noshati, saved after 70 years. So that's Golus number one is Egypt, Golus number two is Bavel. Then, of course, we have Golus number three, which is the story of Paras Madai, which is the story, of course, of Purim. Karos Kamas Barosh, Bikei Shagogi Ben Amdasa. There are a lot of different references to Mordechai in here in this one line, and also to Haman, Viniyasa Lelapachem Ochesh, Begavaso Nishpasa. His insolence was silenced. Rosh Yimini Nisesa, Vayav Shema Machisa, Barov Banavikinin of Alayas Talisa. So this is the third redemption, not just from Egypt, not just from Bavel, not just from Paras Umadai, the story of Purim. Then, of course, we get to Chanukah. We'll focus a little bit more on this one. Chanukah, Yevanim Nikbatzu Alai Azayim Mechashmanim. The Greeks gathered against me in the days of the Chashmanim. Ufartu Chomos Migdalai, as the Mishnayos discuss. They made breaches in the walls. V'timu Kal Hashmanim, and it almost sounds like they actively went after the oils. Uminosar Kankanim, and from the extra jars, it's plural, and Nasanes LaShoshanim, a miracle was done for the Shoshanim, referring to the Jews, referring to us as Shoshanim, the roses or the lilies. So let's talk about this for a second. Uminosa kan kanim, why does it reference plural amounts of jars? There's only one jar that was found. So many like to point to the Beis Yosef's question over here, which asks, why is it that there were 8 days of celebration when really there was enough for one day, right? So why the extra day? So some suggest that Uminosa kan kanim refers to one of the Beis Yosef's famous answers, where they took all of what they found in that one jar and divided it into 8 different jars to use a little bit every single night. And that extra, meaning the fact that it was able to last, each one of those minimal jars was able to last every single day, is what we're referring to, Minosar Kan Kanim, and therefore there was a miracle every single day. Others understand that the fact that we were able to find one jar within many jars, that itself was the miracle. Just finding the oil, especially after Vitimu Kol Hashmanim, they went after and tried to make and defile all of the oil. That is also the miracle. The Nosar Kan Kanim is all of the defiled jars. We found one of those. Okay, what's the Shoshanim? Who are the Shoshanim over here? So this is referring to, of course, Pasukin Shir HaShirim, which refers to Kishoshanim Ben Achochim, like a lily, like a rose amongst thorns, so is my darling among the maidens. Very nice pasuk referring to my darling, Hashem says, referring to Klal Yisrael. In Rashi there, Rashi says, Kishoshana bin Echochim, Kishemenakvin osa. You know, the thorns around the rose that constantly attempt to poke and to pierce it. V'tamid hi omedes b'noya ad va'ad mimusa. And yet, the rose stands as it is, it stands firm, it stands robust, and it is in its redness. So too, kein rayosi ben abanos, mifato sasolu dof acharehem liznos kem osem acharei elokim acharem. The outside forces attempt to pierce our outer shell, attempt to pierce our belief system, attempt to bring us to stray towards other things, and yet we, Klal Yisrael, stay red and robust in our beliefs and in our practices. So that's a beautiful metaphor for the story of Chanukah, for the paragraph relating to Chanukah. There's one more line. B'nei Vina yimei shmona kavushu urinanim. The sages of the day, B'nei Vina, there was some discernment in this holiday that was required. Kavushu urinanim. They set up shir and exaltation. Okay, the last paragraph is interesting because it's a rough paragraph. Chasof zara kodshecha. Bear your holy arm, Makar of Kesa Yeshua. Bring us out of the current Golas, right? Now that we said that we got out of Egypt, God brought us out of Babylonia, He saved us from Paras Umadai, He also saved us from Yavan. Now there's one left. There's Edom. There's Edom, and that's the Golas of Rome caused by the destruction of the Second Temple. Nikhom nikmas avodecha me'uma harisha. Take vengeance, wreak vengeance on behalf of your people from this evil nation. Ki archa lanu hayeshua, because it's taken too long. Ve'im ketzli mehera. And finally, this last line, dechei admon betzel tzalmon, very difficult line to translate, thrust the enemy into the shadows of death. And in this word admon, there's a reference to admoni, which refers to Esav, Edom, and thrust that enemy, Edom, Rome, into tzel tzalmon, the shadows of death. Or it's very difficult to know what this word means. Some people think that it refers to the tselem, the image, or the tzlav, the cross, and that's why this paragraph was taken out for many generations, because censors didn't like this paragraph, the idea of vengeance, referring to Jews being redeemed from their current status. Hakim Ladaron Shiva set up and established the 7 shepherds who are associated with Geula. Now remember, in the back of the first paragraph, we said, we are Uz Egmar B'Shir Mizmar. The Chanukah story is the first round of victory in this Gullus, right? The last battle we had, the last celebration we had was the story of Chanukah. We want this last celebration, the last Yom Tov, over the last events, which were miraculous, to continue so that we finish and the lessons of Chanukah are taken forward into the redemption of the future. We want the redemption currently to be the continuation of the story of Chanukah. While this song is relevant for all sorts of redemption all year long, there seems to be a particular association because the last time we were redeemed historically was the story of Chanukah. May that redemption be a lesson for us, may we learn from it, and may we be redeemed in Azag Mar Bashir Mizmar Chanukah Samizbeach. We may bring the Karban Toda in the Beis HaMikdash saying thank you for our redemption. Have a great day.